You got it into WOPOP on KEXP 90.3 FM, live on the web at KEXP.org. I'm Derek Mazzoni, your DJ and host. Thank you for being here. And I'd like to introduce to you Aurelio Martinez. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure to be here again.
We'd love to hear some music.
Yeah, thank you, Zeke. Welcome to my Garifuna Nation.
Thank you.
Kapan nugunya nu barrio niya kugura buga Kapan nugunya nu barrio niya kugura buga Ay biya manari golo, nari palestipo Dina manamu ga nigibugie Ay biya manari golo, nari palestipo Dina manamu ga nigibugie Kapa nugu nyanu barrio gie tugura buga Kapa nugu nyanu barrio gie tugura buga Ai bia manari golo, nari palestipo Kadina manamu ga nigibuge Ai bia manari golo, nari palestipo Kadina manamu ga nigibuge Ai gani bom no ede no gude Ai gani bom no ede no gude Ai rumba sem sono Gani namu goni tuni go chagda nome ai bailarina bai namu gani le adano madaguno ai rumba sen sunu ai gani namu goni tuni go chagda nome ai bailarina bai namu gani le adano madaguno Gani bolu ende no gude Ai gani bolu ende no gude Ai rumba sem sono Ai gani namu goni tuni go Ai bailarina, bai namu gai nile, adano madaguno. Bai namu gai nile, adano madaguno. Bai namu gai nile, adano madaguno. Bai nei nile, adano madaguno. Bai namu gai nile, adano madaguno. Bai namu gai nile, adano madaguno. Epa.
Aurelio, live in the studios on WOPOP and KEXP. The new record is Landini.
And Landini.
Landini.
Yeah.
And it's dedicated, inspired by your mother, I read.
Yes, yes. So there's a, when you listen to this album, you are coming to my mom's house. So, you
beautiful.
Know. Beautiful. This is my big mentor, my huge mentor. I have spent some time with you, Sundur, but and the Rolex program mentor and proteges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jusundur was my mentor, but my big mentor is my mom.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. The track is Nari Golu. Can you tell me what that's about?
Nari Golu, gold teeth. My English is too bad.
It's okay.
But it's talking about a woman. It's talking about the beautiful about woman. No? The, mm-hmm. the beautiful thing about woman. I want to look good. I want my gold teeth to look better when my boyfriend come.
Okay.
So talking about love, because this album is talking about normal problems, normal things in our community. You know, so when the Garifuna people when something happen before gonna have a fight,
mm-hmm.
it's just sink. So this lady talking about this special thing, no? Just funny things.
Okay.
but talking about beautiful around women and talking about love between women and men.
Beautiful. Thank you. You're playing at the Triple Door tonight, which is a beautiful room.
Yeah.
I'm definitely looking forward to that. And tomorrow, New Year's Eve, you're at the Portland Museum of Art.
Yes.
Also
yes.
A beautiful space. Which is, and the record is lovely. It's in my top 10 list of the year. So thank you for being here. I would love to talk some more, but I'd like to get another track in before we go deeper into Garifuna people and history.
Okay.
Aurelio on WOPOP and KEXP.
Landini so. Mutu Arabo Maniga no ya landine Anyagira Mutu Arabo Arigabana ya Nakule Luana Larutuna Gudabaga Arigabana ya Hinabule Luana Larutuna Larutuna Gudabaga Maniga now ya landine Anyagira Mutu Arabo Maniga now ya landine Anyagira Mutu Arabo Kasame Gebe ya Disi wachare Kaba mesa waluba Kambeka ilu wanyaka Kasame Gebe ya Disi wachare Kaba mesa waluba Kambeka ilu wanyaka Maniga na uya landine Anyagira Mutu Arabo Maniga na uya landine Anyagira Mutu Arabo Thank you.
arabo. Oh, maniga now ya landine, maniga now ya landine. Oh, ba 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 ba. Anyagira mutu arabo. Oh, maniga now ya landine, maniga now ya landine. Oh, ba 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 ba. Anyagira mutu arabo.
Aurelio, live in the studios on Whoop Up on KEXP. Tell me a bit about Pla Playa, your home in Honduras.
Beautiful place. 2 minutes by the beach, 2 minutes for the river. So I lived there when I born. I don't know when I start to speak Spanish and speak Garifuna language. Mm-hmm. For me, it's two maternal language. So I learned my first drums there. You know, my first instrument is my guitar. I make my own guitar when I was maybe 7 years old. So I born in Pla Playa. Where everything I know about Garifuna culture, I learned in Pla Playa.
Okay.
So my grandfather is a musician. My father play guitar. My uncles play some instruments. My family, that's my school. So Pla Playa is everything I know about music is my school. I never went to normal school to learn music.
So this is where I would came. Was handed. That's beautiful. That's the best way to learn.
Yeah.
The role of, I'd spent some time researching Garifuna people and culture. I looked at a couple of documentaries, and we know about Andy Palacio and the tragic loss there. But the thing that really struck me about learning about Garifuna culture is that it is a culture that, under incredible duress, incredible pressure, still held on mm-hmm. to its sense of identity. And correct me if I'm wrong, but there's even a question of when it started. There's like the idea of the slave ship, mm-hmm. but there's also an idea that in the 1300s, a boat came and landed on an island. And so it's wrapped in mystery and is now in different parts of the world. It's in San Francisco, it's in D.C., it's in Belize, Honduras, and Guatemala, but it's still holds on to its sense of identity. But I'm hearing right now that there's pressure. There's a lot of pressure on holding on to that culture. Is this what you are trying to do, is to continue that? Or are you reflecting it? Or is it something else altogether?
So, you know, we are sub-revivals. This culture is a very, very strong culture because, you know, a lot of things happen around the Garifuna to kill this culture. Mm-hmm. But we are there. You know, we are here 270 years. We arrived to Honduras. And the survivor from San Vincent to Honduras, 270. We're going to 80 year. No, we're going to complete this year. So, but we're losing this culture. You know, we have a lot of things happening around in bad way, like Christian church. I'm going to say directly.
Go right for it.
Because, you know, people in the church saying, you don't have to dance. You have to, you doing change. Mm-hmm. To believe in different things. No, the Garifuna people, when come to church, don't believe anymore about our tradition, our maternal religion. You know, dugu. You know, you have to believe in God. You don't have to believe in your ancestors.
Okay.
Something like that. You know, it's killing our culture. So we don't have many good example to follow in our culture. You know, when I start to be in the school, the teacher told me, you don't have to talk in this language. I don't understand to you. So,
oh, wow. Okay,
so discriminate, a lot of discrimination. And the discrimination now may be a little more or less, but it's maybe in a different way, but it's still there. And my work is to create a little more proud around our culture, to our children follow the good example. We don't have many. Mm-hmm. Andy Palacio and Paul Labor pass away.
Yourself? You know,
myself, as we doing something to fight with R&B, reggaeton, salsa, merengue, ranchera. We have everything by the radio in our country, but we don't have any in Garifuna. So
it's just,
we are losing our culture. The children, our community, and our community don't speak Garifuna now. So I'm very, 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 very care about what's going to happen in 20 years around our culture. UNESCO declared our Garifuna community, our culture, patrimony intangible for humanity, but for me, it's the simple thing.
Okay. Is it too late, or do you feel like there's hope to save it and to continue it? And for me, it's like, you can save it, and then it sits in the academy. It's in a school. It's not real. It's not alive. It's kind of like stuck in time.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, it feels like it's alive. Like your culture
it's
is able
alive.
To hold on to itself.
It's alive, but it's time. But if we don't do nothing, we're gonna lose. But
okay.
Now we have time to do something, not just to declare it. Have to do something directly. We don't have any art school in 46 Garifuna community in Honduras. No, we don't have any Garifuna art school in our community to children come to learn about our culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to create my own because, you know, the government don't care about this thing.
Got it.
So
got
it. But maybe we're going to find people to help us to follow this kind of thing.
Your music is beautiful and it's reaching people in ways that nothing else possibly could. So success, it's happening already. We'd love to hear some more, and then I want to share a story with you about Garifuna that happened to friends of mine that I think you like.
Thank you so much. Hey Buveyo, hey Blue Banani Boo. Hey Buveyo, hey Blue Banani Boo. I less to mango, le, badabuite, badabuite, apuna to go to go. I less to mango, le, buagobe, badabuite, apuna to go to go. Ay, luli bamba, lubali bela nugu. Ay, luli bamba, lubali bela nugu. Luli masanyo sandi la lebu agube, lidiye kusani le la buwe bukanya hadugula. Luli masanyo sandi la lebu agube, lidiye kusani le. La boy bukanya hatu gula. Lubali bela nugu. Ay luli bamba, lubali bela nugu. Luli basa nyusandi le la lebu agube, libi debu sandi le la boy buganya hadugula. Luli basa nyusandi le la lebu agube, libi debu sandi le la boy buganya hadugula. Ei buganya hadugulia. Ei buganya ngandukunia mai ni kuvati epungwa. Ei buganya ngandukunia ni cho. Ei buganya ngandukunia. Ei buganya ngandukunia mai ni kuvati epungwa. Ai mama, ani cho. Ei buganya ngandukunia mai ni kuvati epungwa. Ei buganya ngandukunia ni cho. Ei buganya ngandukunia. Ei buganya ngandukunia mai ni kuvati epungwa. Ai mama, ani cho. Ei buganya ngandukunia mai ni kuvati epungwa. Eba. Thank you.
Aurelio, live on WOPOP and KXP, playing at the Triple Door tonight.
Yes.
Tomorrow night at Portland Museum of Art, New Year's Eve. What a wonderful way to introduce 2015 listening to you. Can you introduce the band, please?
Hey, everybody by himself.
Yeah. I'm Dejan Bernardes.
Okay.
Thank you for being here.
I'm Denton Figueroa.
Denton Figueroa. From Belize. These two guys from Belize. And my good friend.
Tony Peñalba.
Tony Peñalba from Tegucigalpa, Honduras.
Perfect. Thank you for being here. So I want to share this story with you. I have two dear friends who, they were friends, they fell in love, and they one is the boy is a sailor, and he wants to take a trip down and to South America. So he rents a boat, then he goes down to Belize, and he has an amazing time. Until he visits a Garifuna village, and then his mind is completely blown away. Like, he sends me pictures of, he's learning drumming, the people are amazing, the food is amazing, and he's like utterly transformed. He's like, this is what I want to do, this is the thing. And he brings back this hot sauce, and I don't know if it's Garifuna, it's got a carrot base. My family and my friends cannot get enough of this crazy hot sauce. It's just like, it's the thing that everybody wants right now. And it's carrot based, and out there listening or watching, it's like, I gotta get more of this stuff, because it's like, we're being very sparse with it. But we wanna go, we want to experience this
welcome,
thing.
Welcome to Garifuna Nation.
This is the thing. So we're talking about, you know, preserving the culture. I'm telling you, the way these people were met and the experiences they had, they were phenomenal. There's something magical there. And these are, you know, world travelers. They go a lot of places, but there was something really special that happened.
Yes, and when it comes to Garifuna Nation, you know, the people, we are warm people. You know, the Atlantic coast in Central America, every time we don't have a weather like we have in the United States. Mm-hmm. We don't have this time, cold time. You know, we have hot time anytime.
Beautiful.
So welcome to by the beach, you know, where we live. The Garifuna people, we live in the Atlantic coast, mm-hmm, in Central America, in Belize, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Honduras. You know, we in Honduras, we have the most Garifuna people. We have 46 Garifuna community in Honduras. We have 8 in Belize. We have one in Guatemala and one in Nicaragua. So the most Garifuna people live in Honduras, you know, and then New York.
Really?
Yeah. And then Houston. You know, we have a big Garifuna community in the United States.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So so welcome to preserve this culture, to help us to preserve our culture, to keep alive our culture. You know, when come to buy us our CD, when you come to see our concert, not just follow on Aurelio Martinez or Andy Palacio, you know, you trying to help to keep alive this Garifuna culture, the patrimony in town for humanity. So I don't make music just for me, for my community. You, I make music to find all those partners to keep alive this music. So welcome to Garifuna Nation to create this special proud to our children and our community to keep alive this special culture for next generations.
Perfect. And you became a member, a representative to the Honduran legislature.
Yes, this is a terrible episode in my life.
I'm sorry. Let's talk about it then.
But you know,
when
I started to do the work in the political in Honduras, yes, my
one of my brothers, my friends, mm-hmm. Convinced me to be a part of political life, because you know we don't have a politician Garifuna people in the power in our country for many years, and I really imagine that's a good politician, that's a good artist, you know. People respect my work in Honduras, mm-hmm. everybody know me, you know. People knows we don't have the other opportunity to find another representative in the Congress or in the our consulates to be a consular city in our city, if not a full a soccer player or an artist.
Got it. Okay.
So I'm a weapon. I'm a weapon to take the power. So so my campaign is very simple. You know, we are here to, and something years ago we arrived here and we help to bring mestizos people to be president, to be a congressman, and never we have a Garifuna in the parliament, mm-hmm. using our people to come to power. So now we need this power to try. So it's just a simple message I have. So I don't promise nothing, because we don't know about this experience. I'm okay. gonna learn about the political life. So to try to change a little bit the kind of life and our village. So in 200 something years we live in Honduras, for the Garifuna community, bad roads, you know, we don't have pavement and our road, and friend of mine say when the progress finish, start the Garifuna community.
Got it. Oh,
we don't have, we don't have light. We don't have public energies in our community. We don't have good roads. We don't have a good school. We don't have hospitals. You know, we don't have. our community start, the progress stop. So this is the reality.
Okay.
Okay. So when I try to involve in the politics, so. To try to make change, but my dream is frustrated, because you know we in the politics we have groups defending group, mm-hmm. depending on special powers in our country. Yep. So one Garifuna don't gonna.
I understand you're fighting against many, but is it your first time? But do you see is there there's a Garifuna community, Houston, New York. Belize, Guatemala, Honduras, are they together? Because there be something like, you know, a unified front, or is it dispersed in dealing with its own political issues wherever?
So the political scene separates people. You know, when we're talking about countries in flux separate people. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes the Belizean people and Guatemalan people feel we are different. When we have a different history in Belize for the arrival, we have a different story in Guatemala for the arrival, we have different story in Nicaragua, the arrival. No, this thing separate people. You know, and I try to talk about Garifuna Nation. I don't want to talk about Belize. I want to talk about Guatemala. I want to talk about Honduras, because you know we are the same people, the same arrival from San Vincent to Honduras, the same people, and then Guatemala, Belize, Nicaragua. We are the same people. Everyone, Garifuna, we live in Nicaragua or Guatemala or Belize, come from the same boat to Central America. We are the same people, same family, but no, the countries separate a little bit. But Aurelio Martinez don't want to talk about country. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Garifuna Nation, one flag, one people, one love.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Would love to hear some more music. You have a lot to say, my friend, which is beautiful.
Thank you.
Y pasa guiejo, cerro, guiñanillo, tan lejos de Jamarí. awarda lui pasagne poseru ohinya mio dale kudi amari awarda nati bende kuta bana sanse kwa kuta bana ari kalamu gana do de mela chidu nati bende kuta bana sanse kwa kuta bana ari kalamu gana do de mela chidu lui pasagne poseru ohinya mio dale kudi amarigu awarda lui pasagne poseru ohinya mio dale kudi amarigu awarda nati bende kuta bana sanse kwa kuta bana ari kalamu gana do de mela chidu nati bende kuta bana sanse kwa kuta bana ari kalamu gana do de mela chidu Haina Nicholas Panate, Lauba Nagutaga, 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 Nanti even the Gutabana, Sansequa Gutabana, Ariga Lamugana, Dode Mela Chilu, Nanti. Bende kuta bana, sanse kwa kuta bana. Nani klas bana, tela uba na kutaka. Nani bende kuta bana, sanse kwa kuta bana. Ari kalamu gana, dote mela chidu. Nani bende kuta bana, sanse kwa kuta bana. Nani klas bana, tela uba na kutaka. Eba! Sanse kwa kuta bana, ari kalamu gana, dode mela chiru. Nati bende kuta bana, sanse kwa kuta bana. Ina Nicholas bana, tela ubana kutaka. Nati bende kuta bana, sanse kwa kuta bana. Ari kalamu gana, dode mela chiru. Nati bende kuta bana, sanse kwa kuta bana. Ina Nicholas bana, tela ubana kutaka. Nati bende kuta bana, sanse kwa kuta bana. Ari kalamu gana do de mela chiru nani bende kuta bana sanse kwa kuta bana hey nani klas bana tela u bana kutaka nani bende kuta bana sanse kwa kuta bana ari kalamu gana do de mela chiru.
Aurelio, live in the studios. Thank you for being here. You make really beautiful music. You make music that make people happy. Even this grim-faced veteran video crew here, they're smiling. Kevin Suggsy smiling. This is beautiful music. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much to be a part of Garifuna Nation. So welcome.
We are so pleased. So you're playing tonight at the Triple Door in Seattle and tomorrow Portland Museum of Art for New Year's Eve. The new record is called Landini. On Real World, all beautiful. And once again, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
This is Wopop KEXP. I'm Derek Mazzoni, your DJ and host. I want to thank Jim Beckman, Justin Wilmore, Scott Holpinen, Sydney Root doing photo, Kevin Suggs, our engineer, and Hospitality by Susan. KEXP, where the music matters.